Walking on cloud nine today. I'm over that line today. Happiness is finally mine today. I guess I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie. The fella that she loves the most, the main reason why she left the coast. She's my little girl, senior, so much harder than a jalapeno. As tender as a night in June, sweeter than a honeymoon, brighter than a silver spoon, just about as crazy as a loon. Softer than a lullaby, deeper than the midnight sky, soulful as a baby's cry.
That's my
sweet potato pie.
Welcome back to our campfire. This is your host, Ray I. Still in a Thanksgiving coma, way too much food. Really enjoyed going over to my son Shane's house with Hendrix, my grandson, and Amanda. Great time. We had some Thanksgiving dinner at home as well. Been talking about Thanksgiving this entire show because this is a Thanksgiving weekend, holiday weekend. We just came back with a little sweet potato pie, our Thanksgiving song themes this weekend. A little Ray Charles, a little James Taylor. Good time, good time. Great song, great fun. Having a lot of fun with the music this week. This is definitely a laid-back show this weekend. We finished up our firearms deer season. We've had Thanksgiving. Kids are getting ready to go out. We've got the youth season. We have the muzzleloading or alternative season coming up. Still a lot of deer hunting to be done. We gave out the deer numbers earlier. Pretty good deer season. Weather was a little warm at first and finally got a little cold and deer moved a little better. But we are enjoying this Saturday morning here at KFNS, Midwest Outdoor Studios, here in the bunker. Just having a lot of fun. It's great to be back in the studio. And once again, I know I'm repeating myself, but I just was in awe of how many of you contacted us about the deer season shows, especially the remote show from the Ozarks, and do appreciate that very, very much. While we're talking deer hunting outdoors, we've been in our fall deer hunting season, we're going to go out and get a special guest to talk about some quality firearms, centerfire, shotguns, duck guns, things like that. Let's play a little intro. Here we go. Boys and girls, we're going to go out. Your friend and mine.
Linda Powell with Mossberg. Hey, honey.
Good morning, Ray. What an intro. Probably the best ever. Thank you.
That's my girl. Yeah, baby. That's the lovely Linda. There she is. Wow, Mossberg. Holy cow, Linda Powell. You are going everywhere. Every time I go to Facebook, it's worse than last year.
You know, I say to myself, I'm going to slow down, but it never seems to happen. You know, when it's hunting season, I'm just trying to take advantage of it, and it's been quite an incredible fall.
Oh, my goodness, what lots and lots of trips. Well, let's talk about the centerfires first, and I got a couple questions for you, but let's talk about the deer rifle. Hey, guess what I got? I'm looking at right here, Linda Powell. I have a black stock with a Swarovski scope, Mossberg Patriot deer rifle right here in the studio. Tell us a little bit about the Patriot.
Well, and you know, with me being a big hunter, I was so excited when I got my hands on one of the Patriots. So your listeners should be able to find them in stores now. But it's a complete line of bolt-action rifles, 11 different calibers, so everything from .243 up to .375 Ruger, which is a first for us. You have beautiful walnut, black synthetic. We have some camo synthetic and laminate stock. What I love, though, is the inner workings are still that hardcore Mossberg bolt-action rifle that people are familiar with from our previous 4x4 and ATR rifles. But we've done some redesigns, and one of the things I think you'd notice first is the classic-styled stock. It's just truly a hunting rifle from, you know, end to end. 22-inch barrels, fluted bolts, you know, our adjustable trigger, our lightning bolt action trigger that the consumer can adjust from 2 to 7 pounds, box magazine, you know, pretty much everything that deer hunter needs in a rifle.
Yeah, I like the short barrel. I was looking at this morning when me and Snuggles was going through it with the Swarovski and the black stock, and then the short barrel is perfect for where I'm hunting the Ozarks and the ridges.
Right.
This is ideal. Perfect gun.
Yeah. You know, it's what we did with this project, and I think it's really interesting, is we listened to our consumers, and they told us the features that they really liked in our guns. And so we kind of retained that from our previous bolt actions. But then again, as I said, we kind of, you know, re-engineered the bolt handle, and just upgraded some features. And so, again, to me, it's a true classic, and I've been carrying it in the field now for over a year.
Yeah.
Everywhere from Alaska to Africa to, you know, Newfoundland. And
yeah. As I said, you've been everywhere. We ought to play that song, "I've Been Everywhere." Man. What's your favorite caliber? What are you shooting, Linda?
You know, primarily I take the .308.
Okay.
You know,
great
it's cartridge. A good all-around classic.
Yep.
And then I have one of the 375s, too, when I go for bigger game.
Bigger game, okay. Awesome. I've got the 300 Magnum. I'm loving it.
You can't go wrong with that either.
I love that.
Barrel amazes me. That fluted part on the barrel.
Vogelvager. Life amazes you, okay?
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
Is that a reduction for heat, or?
Well, you know, it's a couple of things. Actually, it takes a little weight out.
Takes the weight off
the gun. Hunting rifle, we appreciate that. But it doesn't affect the rigidity of the barrel, you know, so you still maintain accuracy. It does help a bit with cooling, but I think, you know, as much as anything else, it gives it a really cool look.
It does.
Oh, it
looks
cool.
Okay. Now, great. We got all the centerfire rifles, but Illinois and Iowa and other states, they shoot slugs. They got to shoot slugs.
Yeah.
We've got a 500 Slugster. Tell us a little bit about that pump gun, and then a couple about the auto. What guns you can shoot slugs with? Because we got a lot of listeners in Illinois that got to hunt with slug guns.
Sure, and you know, there's nothing more versatile than a shotgun, and we do have our 500 pump action. You know, you can't go wrong there. We've sold over 10 million of those.
Wow.
But if you prefer a an auto, you know, we've got our 930 and our 935. They all come in slugster configurations, meaning that it's a fully rifled barrel.
Right.
A lot of them have, you know, an adjustable comb type stock to get you better proper eye alignment, either with the sights or if you put an optic on it. A number of the models also come, we have an adjustable trigger for our shotguns, and people don't realize that, but that becomes really critical when you're rifle slug hunting. You know, to have that good trigger pull increases the accuracy. So there are a number of models that you should look for that actually do have our adjustable trigger.
Right.
And you know, it can't beat really a slug gun hunt. For most of us that hunt east of the Mississippi, with today's slugs, you get great performance out to, you know, 125, 150 yards.
Right. We don't want to forget our youth 500 and 505, 510 mini for the kids.
Yeah, but no, and I was going to say, even when we were talking about centerfire, we have quite an extensive line of youth guns, over 40 models. So we have some in the Patriot centerfire. We do have our youth shotgun. There's one other one I wanted to tell you about real quickly. We have a new 22 rimfire rifle, our Blaze, which is great for youth to get them started, get them out practicing, just having fun. It's made out of polymer, so it's a very durable, lightweight gun. It's a semi-auto, and it's made right in the USA, and you can pick one up for under $200. Again, that's the Blaze. It's a great 22 rimfire to get kids started on.
Yeah, you need to go to Denny Dennis, Dunn's. We've got Bass Pro here. We've got Cabela's. We've got Midway.
Gander Mountain.
We've got Gander Mountain. We've got so many places you could get Mossberg guns here. So go in and tell them you heard us on the radio and you heard Lovely Linda, and go in and buy one of these Mossbergs. Right, Linda?
That's exactly right.
Well, hey, you know what we need to do? We're a little short on time. We're going to play your song going out, okay, Linda? Anything else?
Sounds
why don't you give us your website, please?
You bet. Check us out at www.mossberg.com.
Don't hang up yet. We're going to play a little bit of your song for you as we go out.
Thanks, Ray.
What's that? Maddie G's shaking his head at me. Here's your song,
Thank
dear.
You,
Thank you. You have a great weekend, okay? Talk to you soon.